You have your Bible, turn with us, book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, want to begin reading at verse 8. And the Bible says this. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on looking for the crossing. Looking for the crossing. As we've been doing, going through some things in the last couple weeks, we've been dealing with some issues, and I begin to see some things in a marvelous light, in a way I've never seen them before. And I've had an opportunity in my lifetime to see some saints of God go on to be with the Lord. I've had an opportunity to stand at the bedside and see them part out of this life into yonder life. I've had an opportunity to see them pull up, Brother Bill, to that crossing. I've seen them pull up as looking over old Chili Jordan. I've had an opportunity to see just a little peek of little glimpse of glory in them as they begin to look across that great gulf. I begin to see in them some things that was transpiring. As I think about old Abraham, he sojourned in a country and he sojourned in a land. That's what we're doing, youngins. We're just pilgrims and sojourners passing through. This is not our home. We look for a city. Praise be to God, Miss Birdie. The builder and maker's God. We're looking for a city. It's not of this world. It's not built on anything this world has, but it's built on a precious promise of God. And we're looking tonight, and we're looking across that gulf fix. And sometimes, youngins, I believe God's given us just a little bit of a peek into what dear old saints of God have been able to look and see as they lay there on this bed. And sometimes we get caught up in our emotions, and we get caught up in the death of that love. Boy, I tell you, sometimes, Brother Jeff, we just get caught up in what they're seeing as they begin to call out them old saints of God who's gone on before, and they begin to cry out to Mama and to Papa. Hey, glory to God. They begin to look across at old River and those that's gone on before, and they begin to get just a little glimpse. Praise be to God. Of what's on yonder shore. I tell you, youngins, if we could ever just get just a little bit of a glimpse of what's on yonder shore, we would take us a fit and we wouldn't ever get over. I could see old Abraham. Oh, Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker's God. I stood at the bedside of an old saint of God, and I've seen them. Amen. And the doctor said, well, you go ahead and talk to them. But I don't, they're out of their mind. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're seeing. They don't know nothing. But you can talk to them if you want to. It ain't going to hurt a thing. And you begin to talk to them, and you say, Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, Dad, well, you know, ain't it good? Ain't the Lord good? What are you seeing over there? And well, I tell you, and even in them, what they say when they can't, they don't know nothing. All of a sudden, it's like there's a glow upon them and a glory to God because they're seeing things that their eyes ain't ever beheld. They're looking across the river. They're desiring and seeing something that we never see in their flesh. But they're seeing some things that only God can reveal to them. I tell you what a marvelous thing it would be. Can you imagine? Hey, Brother Chris, as they pull up to the shore, they're getting ready to make that crossing. Praise God. And as they want to say, there's nothing to stop that. If you're a child of God, glory be to God, when you pull up the old Chili Jordan and you get ready to cross over, glory be to God, there'll be a day when they'll come along and they'll sweep you across. miles on the yonder shore where you'll be forever in the presence of God. But while you're waiting over on this side, glory to God, just begin to think about what we got in store for us. A place where our loved ones had done gathered over home with that waiting for me and you. Can you imagine what it's like? I told a sister the other day that she's getting to be, Sister March, they's more gathered over home than they are here. Amen. Hey, man. Hey, listen, they's more of our loved ones are gathered over on yonder shore than what we got here. And I get to thinking about them every now and then. And boy, I get to thinking about what they're seeing, them old saints of God, when they look across there and they see mom and daddy. And all I tell you, they begin to glimpse over there and they can see them dearly departed loved ones. But they may be gone, but they're not forgotten. Glory be to God, because God had them on in remembrance. And he had them on his mind. And he took care of them little old saints of God. And he delivered them safe across the river. Praise God, when it was time.
Praise the Lord.
I worked with a little fella. Come down to die. Time to die. And the nurse said, well, said he come. He said he told his son. He said, Dad. He said, my feet's are getting wet. And the son called in the nurse and he said, nurse, Dad, he said, Dad, I don't know what's going on. He said, I've covered his feet. He said, his feet are getting wet. She said, well, he's just out of his mind. He don't know what's going on. And a little while later, that dear old saint of God, he said, I got water up to my knees. He said, I'm away to cross my knees. He said, there's water. And that little nurse, I said, he don't know what's going on. He don't know what's happening. There's nothing wrong with him. He's covered up. There's no water in him. And praise be to God. And a little while later, he said, he's up to his ways. He said, I'm up to my ways. I feel the water. Glory be to God, I'm crossing over. And his son said, Daddy, just hang on. It's going to be all right. Little did he know. And it was all right with Daddy. He was making a crossing. Glory be to God. Whoopee, pray. What a blessed hope. Amen. He said, see God up. Oh, his waist deep. And they said, we don't understand what's going on. He said, his pulse, and he said, it's just spiking out of sight. He said, we can't understand what's going, shouldn't be happening this way. He's sedated. He's got all this medication in him. It's just like, and nurse said, it's just like he's getting a second burst. That something's going on down inside. It's something like there's something being transformed in him. I don't understand it. The monitors is all crazy. We can't understand what's taking place here in this fella's life. Okay. So we can't understand this transformation that's taking place. We don't understand it. We can't explain it. Science don't have the knowledge.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But they said that dear old saint of God, said them things are spiking up crazy. Things are going wild. And said all of a sudden, he just opened his eyes and looked up and he reached out.
Hallelujah.
And he dropped his arms and just laid back. Amen. I believe he just stepped right out of this world, out of that river, into the arms of Jesus. He stepped over on yonder shore. He made that crossing to that place that he longed to go, that place he had envisioned, that place he could see in his mind. I get to thinking about that. Boy, I get thinking about it. How he stood there on that shore and how he looked across there and he could see. Look, he looked back there and there was mama.
Yeah.
I know that. No, that's mama. They looked across over and they said, oh, her beside her, that's daddy. That's Papa. I see him over there. Oh boy, he's a looking good. Just like I remembered him when I was a kid. Not old and wrinkled like he used to be.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Can you see him? There they are. He said, brother and sister, I lost him. I lost my brother in a car wreck. I thought he's lost to me forever. Didn't know. But look, There he is. He's there with Mama and he's there with Daddy. I can see him over yonder on the other side. He made the cross and praise be to God. Little sister lost her when she was just a young woman in childbirth. Oh, she was going to have a baby. She was going to start a family. Things didn't go well. Things didn't go right. And I said, oh, God, why are you doing this? Why are you killing? Why did you let my sister die? Why, God, why did you take my sister? But, boy, I got to look across the river. Yeah. Who's that? Who's that? Who's that over there with my brother? That's sis. Glory to God, that's my sis. That one with her. I know who that is. They've got a family resemblance. I know. Could that be? So that's that little nephew that I never got to hold, I never got to see. But he's there with sis. He made it across. Glory to God. Can you see? And glory to God, if we could ever get a vision, youngins, of what's over on the other shore, we can shout the praises of a holy and a righteous God. What a promise and a hope we have. What do you say? What do you say? He said, hey, I see some pearls. I see some pearls over there in the distance. I say, as I look through there, Brother Rex, I see some pearls. Boy, they're magnificent. Big old pearls. What are they? Oh, those are gates. Those are gates that I can see. Looks like they're bigger than an automobile. That's them pearly gates. That's them gates of pearl. That's what I can see. Who would ever thought you could see it from here? On the other side of Jordan. Glory to God. Now, wait a minute. Them gates is opening. Oh, no. Looky there. What is that? I ain't never seen nothing like this before. Well, look what splendor, what glory. That's got to be. No. But it is. That's a street. Oh, as it were, transparent glass. Oh, it's just so clear and beautiful. It's undefiled. It's perfect. There's nothing there that would defile or decay. I see that street. I can see into the city. Those gates are open wide. Oh, glory, it's too marvelous to behold. I can't, no wonder my pulse is racing. No wonder I'm getting excited. No wonder I can't, no wonder they can't explain my condition. I see all that in there, and I see that street, the pearl of the street. I see people moving back and forth. I see angels of glory. Look at them. Look at what splendor. Oh, man, can you imagine how marvelous? Glory to God, they're there in the very the glory of God, just shining forth on them. They're just like marvelous lights, too beautiful to behold. I can see them. No, wait a minute. The angels are spreading apart. They're spreading apart and they're coming to attention. Glory to God, what's happening? Oh, I can something's happening. I can see as the angels start to spread apart. They get on the sides of the streets of gold and they stand to attention. They snap to, they salute. Amen. They're standing perfectly still. Somebody's coming. Someone's coming. Who could that be? It must be some potentate. It must be something important because here they're coming. I can see them. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's... Is that who I think it is? Is that who I think it is? That's my King. That's the Lord of Lords. That's Jesus Christ Himself, the Messiah God. He's coming. Oh, He's coming. I'm not worthy, Lord, to be in Your presence. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy to look upon You. What's happening to me? I feel different. I feel like I've been released. Something's turning me loose. I'm not bound down. I know. I feel peculiar. I feel better than I've ever felt.
Hallelujah.
I've never felt like this before. I'm such joy. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't explain it. I can't contain it. He's coming my way. Or I'm the joy. That river's behind me. I've made the crossing. I'm on the other side. I've made it across. Oh no! Here he comes. Here he, my Lord. Oh Lord, I'm not worthy. Oh Lord, I'm not worthy. Oh Lord, I'm not worthy. What's he saying? Me, Lord? What? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here I am, Lord. You what, Lord? You've been waiting a long time. You've been expecting this. You what? You love me. You always have loved me. But Lord, I've been so wicked, so vile. He said, you don't remember that. You don't remember all those times. You can't recall them. They've been cast away. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful thing to be in your presence. Oh, Lord, how marvelous to see you in your splendor, your magnificence. Oh, God, I can't hardly stand to look upon you. You're so marvelous, so lovely, so altogether beautiful. I never expected to make it. But Lord, I was trusting in you. I had my faith in you, Lord.
Amen.
I was trusting you to get me through. I knew that I couldn't because I'm just a wicked man. But Lord Jesus, you could.
Amen.
You have what, Lord? For me? You want me to go see? You want my hand?
Amen. Glory to God.
Okay, Lord, I'll go with you. I've followed you this far, Lord. I'll follow you anywhere. Wherever you lead, Lord, I'll go. You want to take me? All right, Lord, I'm here. Oh, what splendor, what glory, what magnificence. You've got what? A place prepared for me? You got a place? A place for me? Are you sure? Are you sure, Lord? Yeah, I know what you said in John 14. I've clung to that promise, Lord. Said you're going to prepare a place for me. And you said you'd come again and receive me unto yourself, that where you are, there I might be also. Lord, I'm just holding to that promise. I'm glad I held that promise because you kept your promise. I've held it dear to my heart. I've cherished it. And Lord, I'm going to get to see it. I'm going to get to see that blessed promise for myself. Glory to God.
Amen.
Can you just imagine what it'd be like to enter in to the glory of the Lord, to stroll into the presence of the Most High God? He takes you by your hand. He strolls you by that place, that city, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. With hath foundations. Takes you and he said, this holy city, New Jerusalem, this will be your eternal home. I prepared it just for you. It's for you. Place for you. So, oh, Lord, it's just too magnificent. It's too magnificent, too much splendor. I can't contain it. I'm glad I'm not in that old body I used to have. I couldn't stand it. But then you what, Lord? You've got someone you want me to meet. I've done met Mama. And I've done met Daddy. And I've met little sis. And I met my brother. And I got to meet my little nephew, Lord. Oh, Lord, it's enough. Lord, I've got to see You. How precious, Lord, You are. How glorious. Lord, it's enough. You what? You desire for me to meet someone. Here, okay. Here's my hand. You're going to lead me. Lord, You've always done that. Lord, You've always led me. Even when I was rebellious, even when I'd pull away, Lord, You were still trying to lead me. You were still trying to show me the right way, the right path, lead me in the right direction. You was always there for me when it seemed like the whole world was shutting me out, when the whole world didn't care. Said You was always there for me, and Your sweet spirit was giving me unction to go on for the glory of God. Here's my hand, Lord. You want me to meet someone? I'll go with You. I'll go with You. Lord, are You taking me where I think You're taking me? Are we going where I think we're going? Am I worthy of that, Lord? Can I stand it, Lord? I'm with You. Okay. I'm trusting You. No, Lord, You've never let me down. You've always been there for me. Oh, Lord, this is so magnificent. The guards and the cherubims. Oh, Lord, it's just like, it's more marvelous than I've ever could have envisioned it to be. What splendor and what glory. What? That's just the outside. I haven't got to see the inside yet. Oh, Lord, how magnificent. Oh, Lord, is that who I think it is? It is. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy. But I've been made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. This is Him. This is the Father. I get to see the Father. I get to come in. I get to come into the presence of the Father through Your blood. You bought it. You took down that veil. You allowed us to enter in. Lord, I've been entering in boldly. I've been coming before this very throne of grace. I've envisioned it in my eyes and my mind. I've seen it so many times in my lifetime. I've seen it, and I've bowed before it, and I've brought my supplications and my petitions. And oh God, I'm so thankful to You that You heard me. And I know that You hear me. And I know that You've answered those prayers. And oh God of glory, God of glory, it's so precious and such an honor to stand in Your presence, in the presence of the Most High God, an Almighty God, the author and finisher of everything. Amen. Oh, what a pleasure. What a presence. Lord, there's just something so magnificent about this. But that's the way it ought to be. When you come into the presence of God, the Most High God, there's something present that's precious about that presence. Can you imagine, young'uns, when a loved one comes to that time, when they come to that time in their life, when they're no longer bound by this body, all the spirituality of man, every spiritual essence in us is awakened and quickened. You say, what? When did that take place? That takes place in our transformation. Amen. Preparing us to go and be with the Lord. Our spiritual awakening is magnified. Our senses of spirituality are magnified. And we begin to in our minds and in our hearts, begin to trust the Lord, to know the Lord. and to expect things from the Lord. I've talked to several people. I've talked to several people on their way to, just right on the verge of crossing over. And they said, you know, I don't have nothing here to hold on to. It's better over yonder.
Hallelujah.
It's better on the other side.
Yes, sir.
We've got a blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. And they with tears, I spoke to a fellow today, and with tears running down his face, weeping, sobbing. He said, I can't wait to get home. I can't wait to get home. Amen. I tell you what, youngins, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to get home.
Amen. It's real.
I can't wait. This is not my home. This is not your home. You're just sojourners and pilgrims passing through. Heaven is our home, a place prepared for the saints of God. Well, I tell you, if I was you, if I wasn't a saint of God, I'd beat my way. I'd jump out at pew. If I had to, I'd walk the pews.
Yeah.
Get an old-fashioned altar, and I say, Lord,
sure,
help me attain to that blessed hope and that promise that when it comes time for me to cross old Chilly Jordan, that I'll be able to see folks on the other side. Amen. Those that's gone on before. And I'll be able to cross through those chilly waters with Jesus on my side.
Yes.
I believe that old fellow, when he got up there to that about waist deep, got out in them wading waters. See, sometimes that's where we have to get in our faith. Where God can know that we're sincere. You know, I believe we play around on the shore too much. But I believe, Brother Bill, if we ever get out in those wading waters of faith,
yes,
I believe we ever get out in those wading waters of faith and God begins to show us some things and the precious promises and we begin to attain to those. I believe it's when we get out in those wading waters of faith. I believe that, Brother Jimmy, I believe that's when the Lord just comes by and just swoops us up. And just carries us on. Amen. When you're in the arms of the Lord. I tell you, youngins, this dying, there ain't nothing to dying if you're a child of God. It's living that's hard. Amen. If you're a child of God today, dying ain't hard. Now, we ain't going to go before our time. He's got appointed time. We ain't going to go before that. Amen. But he said, when it's that appointed time, he said, dying ain't going to be hard for you if you're a saint of God. Because God's mercy and His grace. I told you, my daddy wasn't a church-going man. My daddy was raised in church and he knew right. He knew the Bible. My grandpa Massey was a God-fearing, God-preaching man. And they knew the Bible. They knew what God said, what thus said the Word. I remember one time in my life that I sat in a church pew with my daddy that wasn't a wedding or a funeral. But when my daddy got up to where he couldn't go, and God began to deal with his heart, and he made things right with the Lord. And I made sure that my daddy had made things right with the Lord. I talked to him about it. I wanted that assurance. I wanted him to have it, and I wanted to have it. Amen. And I watched my daddy as he prepared to make that crossing. The last 2.5 years of his life, pretty much bedfast. He said, son, why is God keeping me around in the shape I'm in? I said, daddy, I called him Pop. I said, Pop, you don't know. You don't know why he's leaving us here, but it's for a reason. And it was when that little old male nurse come in there. And he said, you know, he said, you're a preacher, ain't you? And I don't know how he knew. I probably had a Bible in the room, but I wasn't reading or nothing. He said, you're a preacher, ain't you? I said, yeah. He said, well, I don't go to church. He made his brag. He said, that's my Sunday's my day. I've told you this before. He said, yeah. So I sit in my shorts and I watch my ball game and my wife and my kids, my two youngins, they go to church over at the Methodist church. And I sit there and I watch my ball game. He said, that's my time. And I was like, Lord, just give me something to say. I mean, I was blank. And I mean, that, for a Baptist preacher, that's pretty odd. But I was blank. I couldn't have said, Sue, if the hogs has eaten me. But you know what my little daddy said in his feeble little voice? He said, son, he said, you need to get up on Sunday mornings and you need to take him, your little youngins and your little wife, and you need to take them down to the house of the Lord. He said, I never had that opportunity. He said, I did. And he said, I rejected and I neglected it. He said, now I'd like to. And he said, I ain't able. He said, but if he's anything, he said, you ought to take him youngins to church house. And boy, that struck a chord in my heart. And boy, I believe it did in that little old fella's heart. And my daddy, he left, that little old fella left the room. And I said, Daddy, I said, maybe that's why. He said, why what, son? I said, why God left you here to give that little old boy a word of encouragement from your experience. I said, boy, Daddy, I said, I wish I could have been in church with you. I wish I could have seen you worship God. But I never got to. But praise be to God, one of these days in glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He made it right with God. And one of these days in glory, we'll get to stand around the throne of God together in the presence of a holy God and give praise and honor and glory to a God most high. Amen. That's a promise I've got today. Man, I've seen them. I've seen them, dear old saints of God. I've seen them prepare to make the crossing. God fixing them up. He said, why is God leaving me here in this shade? He asked me one more time. One more time before my daddy left. We were sitting there at the house one evening. They'd left somewhere, and me and him was sitting there because he had a butylene drip. It had to change every 12 hours. Well, actually, it was 11 hours and 58 minutes, so it didn't fall on the exact hour every day. So it changed every day. And they had him on that butylene drip, and that's what kept his heart going. And he said, son, it was just a few little bit before he passed away. He said, son, why does God leave me here like this? I said, I don't know, Pat. I said, he's got a purpose. He's got a plan. I said, when his plan's full, when your course is finished, he'll call you home. And boy, I thought about that on that glorious morning. When they called me at 5:30 in the morning, Roger called me. He said, Jeff, said, if you won't see Dad, you better come. He's failing fast. He's not good. And I jumped up, jumped in the clothes, and ran down there to the house. And my daddy was just barely hanging on. Just barely hanging on. But I remember I stood there at the foot of the dead and I prayed my daddy. We got to be careful what we pray for, because the last time my daddy went to the hospital before he got real bad sick, they took him to the hospital and he was pretty bad. And I prayed all the way up. I said, God, if you just give us two more years, just give us two more years with my daddy. God granted that way. God granted that prayer. He gave me two more years with my daddy, but my daddy lay bedfast in a bed. Oh, God help us what we pray, what we desire. Sometimes we ain't careful. We're selfish. But I stood there and I at the foot of his bed on that morning. He passed away. And I seen my daddy, and he'd suffered all them years. 21 years, almost 22 years with congestive heart failure. 12 bypasses, 2 separate surgeries. Had stents put in. He had he was just a human guinea pig. But as I stood there at the foot of my bed, and he took those last raspy breaths, had that death rattle. You've heard it. And as I listened to my daddy do that, and all I could do was just bow my head and said, Lord, just I'm glad you made a place for my daddy. Lord, I'm glad that you made a place for my daddy. And though just a little while later, just a few minutes, he was gone. The Lord took him on out of here. But I tell you, before he went out of here, I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for what God showed him. God made a change in my daddy. Amen. It was a remarkable change. I mean, he was the type of he didn't say much, but he got to the point that somebody come in the house and they said something they shouldn't say, Pap would rebuke them. He'd say, wait a minute, that's not right. We don't say that. Watch your mouth. Amen. Why? Because it's a change in my daddy. God changes you before the crossing. Youngins, I tell you what, I don't know what old Abraham achieved, what he came, but I tell you what, old Abraham was looking for a crossing. I tell you tonight, youngins, I'm just a looking for a crossing. I'm looking for a place to cross old Chili Jordan. Looking for a place to enter into a kingdom, to a city whose builder and maker is God.